Hold your glass and
you see that shaman is a direct link to God for his people.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like just a little one step ahead. That's all.
Yeah.
Just one step ahead, just like a little bit more open.
Yeah. More open. But I feel like there's ritual involved as well. Like he has an actual communication, you know, to that thing. And we started a band, you know, like we were three of us, Nicolas Pucciarelli, Nicolas Calwill, and myself. And very quickly, by word of mouth, people started coming to the show. We became very popular.
To what would you attribute the success of that particular brand?
Well, I don't really know. There was a chemistry between the members of the
band.
You
used chemicals.
We used chemicals, but not very often. From time to time, we used some chemicals. You know, we never said anything, of course, to anybody there. And, you know, like, after playing 4 or 5 hours, it was, like, amazing.
Now, how did you get the... How do you get the people who aren't Krishnas to come to the Krishna disco rock band show?
Well, this was not a Krishna disco rock band show. It was just a Krishna show with food, with friends. When you know, it was a hardcore Krishna band.
How do you feel when people say that?
Of course, well, you know, I don't agree at all. That's crap. You know, people came to the shows, it was like, it was just Krishna hardcore, you know, like we were all friends, we liked food, you know, it was fun and it was sharing, you know, we shared everything. We did that, you know, we had
process of you coming in as just a person, becoming associated with this organization, and then deciding that you needed to do more than just be a part of it, but that you wanted